You're a very talented thief. Oh, did I startle you? Not expecting to find me here. That's odd, considering that this is my bedchamber. You were very clever, slipping past my tower guards, avoiding the servants, opening all of these locks. But as a sorceress, I have other defenses. Unseen wards and glyphs. I knew you were on the grounds the moment you came over the wall. I've been waiting for you. Oh, please ignore the mess, the sheets and pillows scattered all over the floor. I've been working on an arousal spell, and sometimes my test subjects get a bit out of hand. Oh, a dagger. Oh, how commanding. Yes, yes, absolutely, you're in control. I mean, at least until I make the blade vanish. Where did it go? You had such a tight grip on it. Why don't we make these clothes of yours vanish, too? Oh, there. Much better. Still feeling in control, thief. Now, what should I do with you? I assume that no one knows you're here, that you've concocted some story that puts you miles away. Of course, that story works both ways. If you're not here, how can I be guilty of doing anything to you? Oh, yes, that's next, isn't it? Try to intimidate me with your size and strength. That's an excellent way to reassert your control. Very manly. The problem is, you're standing on one of my silk sheets. Let's just tighten that, shall we? Coil it around your feet and ankles. Can't move now, can you? It's a serpent spell. Every time you move, the silk will constrict. But, you know, go ahead. See if you can escape. A big, strong man like you, surely a simple twist of cloth can't hold you. It's a struggle. I'll wait. No, can't get loose. Can't pull your feet free of my little trap. You're nervous now, aren't you? Before, your heart was pumping with the thrill that you might get caught. The reality is something different, isn't it? This job was all lockpicks and puzzles to you. Practical. But now you've stepped into something magical and you can't get out. But, you know, back to my original question. What do I do with you? I guess we could play a game. Why don't we find out just how in control you can be? That silk sheet holding you, binding your feet and ankles. I've always loved how it feels against my naked skin. Let's make you love it too. There, I just cast my arousal spell. It's pretty simple magic, really. All it does is increase the sensitivity of your skin, tenfold. Now, as you move and struggle, you'll feel the silk clutch and caress. Feels good, doesn't it? No? Why is your cock getting hard then? So, this is the game. The more aroused you get, the more the silk will bind you up. Look, it's already cinched around your shins. And the more it binds you, the more skin it touches, and the more aroused you'll become. But here's the devilish part. If you lose control, if you come, the silk will bind you up completely, permanently, like a fly in a spider's cocoon, wrapped, trapped, forever. Struggling won't help. It's actually making things worse. Look how the silk is coiling around your knees. Oh, now it's your thighs. Trying to push it down is a mistake. Oh, you'll just... Oh, see? Now your hands are caught. Strapped to your sides, you can't pull them free. The silk is so tight. If you keep moving, this is going to be over far too quickly. Be still. Be still. Oh, good boy. Don't move. The silk is just below your cock. The touch, the rub, and restraint must be driving you mad. I can see your legs quivering. Every twitch is making the silk inch higher. Can you imagine it binding your balls, wrapping around your cock? The cool, whispery friction of it? How fast would you lose control? How fast would you come? Not fair. You break into my tower, my home, to steal from me, and you expect me to play fair. The silk is a little higher, thief. Just a lick of it against your cock and you'll burst. And then the silk will slither and snake up and around you while you scream and twist and writhe. No, I agree. That wouldn't be as much fun for me. Satisfying, perhaps, but not as much of a game. So let me guide the silk away from your balls, away from that straining cock of yours. It's snaking around your hips, wedging tight in your ass, trussing up your tummy, but it's not touching your cock. Humiliating, isn't it? To be stuck in this trap while I stand here watching you struggle, not to struggle. In the bard's tales, it's always the woman who gets tied up. Here in my lair, it's you, stuck, snared, feeling the silk glide and rub, feeling it tighten. When I play this game with myself, I can't decide what drives me wilder. Is it the sensation of the cloth or the fact that I can't move? That I'm pinned and helpless. You should have broken in then. You'd have found me stretched out on my bed, sheathed tight, incoherent with lust. I usually come when the silk touches my breast and rides over my nipples. But when I come, the spell breaks. Coming frees me. If you come, you'll never escape. But all this talk of my tits being wrapped and rubbed, it isn't helping you keep control, is it? And now you have that image of me in your head, sweat-soaked and struggling like you are, helpless. The silk is coiling around your chest, wrapping your shoulders. Your whole body is taut as a bowstring. Your hips are beginning to twist and buck. You can't help yourself, can you? You're so close. So close. I'm gonna lie you back before you fall, lie you back on my bed. You're so pretty. Such a pretty package, wrapped from toes to throat. Only your head free. Your head in that hard, beautiful cock. What if I ran just my finger over it, lightly, like this? Oh, your whole body spasmed. And now the silk has your chin. What if I licked the tip gently, like this? Oh, that's so mean. What must you think of me? Oh, you can't tell me. The silk has your mouth. Its kiss against your lips must be agonizingly sensual. Are you trying to scream? Oh, very manly. Look at me, thief. Look at my lips, hovering just over your cock. Look at my tongue, wet with your pre-cum. I'm going to put my mouth around the head of your cock and suck you all the way in. Are you ready? Don't come. Don't come. Don't come. Don't come. Don't. Oh, no. Oh. Poor boy. Look at what you've done. You've lost the game and the silk has you. You can't move at all. Can't see. Can barely hear. but you can still feel. There's no respite for my arousal spell unless I grant it. The silk will keep rubbing and tugging and tightening. You're already getting hard again. Oh, I'll put you with the others. The crusader, the assassin, that beautiful bog witch who thought she could seduce me for my spells. You and I'll play again another night. You came to take from me, and instead you were taken. My poor thief. You were never in control.